producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Exciting.
Welcome to the Good Day Show, but right now,
another Good Day program, another Good Day Hour with my friend Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, working to bring you all of the things that are fun to talk about, important to talk about. Let's talk about eating. Everybody loves to eat.
I'm a big fan.
I know you are. And you're also a big fan of sushi. Did you know that?
I am a huge fan of sushi.
Sushi, I wouldn't touch the stuff. We don't. Why not? Because it just isn't cooked.
Bears eat raw fish. Why can't you?
I'm not a bear, Richie. I'm a human being, but thanks for noticing the difference.
Bears are pretty healthy.
A sushi dinner. Yeah, just look at the one that ate up Leonardo DiCaprio and Revenant.
Right.
A sushi dinner is good tasting, so most people report. That's what you've told me.
Delicious.
But if you're not conscious about the meal, the calories can rack up pretty well.
Yep.
So the innocuous, here in California, the average, and that's why I'm getting this off of the L.A. Times today, the average California sushi roll that you get in the supermarket averages 255 calories, 38 grams of carbohydrates. So those numbers, I think, are okay. But if you have a couple of them, like I'm suspecting you do, and an appetizer and a drink, 510 calories,
sure.
Which is
sure.
The same amount of calories in a Big Mac.
Yeah. Well,
so how do you do this responsibly?
But you're not getting your essential fish oils, your fatty oils in a Big Mac.
You can forego the rice, though. I've seen them
in
the supermarket where there's lots of veggies, sort of kale and green vegetables and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean,
more fiber.
You eat the seaweed on the outside. You're eating the salmon or whatever it is on the inside. You're eating the avocado that comes in.
Well,
I mean, there are lots of healthy things, but what you don't get in the sushi that's not healthy is it's all the sauces that they put on top and the rice that it's all packed
and that's
with.
What they don't do in Japan. Remember, Japan has the greatest number of people over 100 in the world, and their diet obviously is what makes it work. Remember last week I was talking about the study which shows that more or less Americans have put the brakes on advancing in age, so that the average has stayed the same for the last 3 or 4 years. Average woman when she dies 79.4 years old, average man 76.9. That hasn't changed in the last couple of years because of three things. One, guns. Two, cars. Three, eating. What the food is that we're eating. So the Japanese have more or less, you won't find, I can't say that with authority because I don't know. You won't find the number of fast food American restaurants over there like you will in China. China's loaded with McDonald's, Burger King, that sort of thing. But I don't think they have that in Japan. And so one of the reasons, it's always what you eat. You are what you eat. So if you have sushi and don't gluck it all up with stuff, pickled ginger is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, I eat all the pickled
wasabi.
The wasabi is good.
It's good.
Wasabi.
Miso soup, if you have that before.
Soup. Yep.
Little seaweed. I actually am on the bandwagon here. I bought seaweed salad in the store the other day. Mix it up with some edamame. And it's a really
quite good. I'll tell you another fun thing is I have a sushi kit, which is just one of those bamboo pads that rolls up.
Yeah.
And a little rice wine vinegar and, sushi vinegar. And you can make your own sushi rolls at home. And that's a lot of fun. And you can use all kinds of things. We can do it with the kids. You can put hot dogs in there and carrots and whatever. And just put something in the roll and you make the rice. That's the key.
Yeah.
The sticky rice. And then you put anything in it and just cut it into seven pieces. You got a roll. But one thing I learned about spicy tuna, because I'm a big tuna fan.
Yeah.
But the spicy tuna, where they lay the thin, no, you don't cook it, you eat it raw.
Yeah.
Where they do the thin layers of tuna over the top. The reason they make the tuna spicy is because they're using the cheapest tuna.
Yeah.
So stay away from the spicy
Look
tuna.
Look out for the mercury and
the regular tuna. Yeah. Best sushi I ever had in my life, Doug.
Yeah.
When you and I were in Guam,
mm.
we got off the plane and we went to the governor's party.
Oh, right.
And party there.
I remember
and
that.
They
yes.
had, I don't know, a 50, 60-pound tuna that. Laying on the table
yeah.
and
gross.
Carved out the middle of it. Oh, my God. It was gross. Like eating butter.
Oh, so, my God. Oh, is that gross?
Oh, it's so good.
All right. So while we're on the eating thought pattern, if you're thinking about going to a restaurant tonight, or you went last night, or you went last weekend, were you around somebody who was sick? Did the waiter or waitress cough? Were they sneezing? That sort of thing. I was thinking about the Chipotle outbreak, the novovirus, the E. coli, salmonella, listeria that showed up. So this all came as the research has been done because of sick restaurant employees coming to work. And the manager said, oh, I can't get enough help. Well, you know, the whole problem at these restaurants, many of them anyway, especially mid-tier and lower, is they don't pay a lot of money and the tips aren't great. So you don't find really great people to work. People that are hardworking maybe, but they're not really, they need to work. So they're going to show up even if they don't feel well. And so you're getting coughs into the food and coughs around you and that sort of thing. So as a result of that, the study that's published at DougStefan.com today in the What's New department, the fact that restaurants don't pay other than an hourly, there are no health benefits, no sick leave, that sort of thing, means that there will be more sick customers. I find it interesting, compelling actually, to look at some of the things that get studied. This is a study of 4,300 restaurant workers around the country conducted by the Restaurant Opportunities Center, which advocates for the workers, unionizing them, that sort of thing. So they're putting a spin on this because they want it to look bad. But still, the consequences of reading this, it does make you think. 70% of novovirus outbreaks from contaminated food come not because the food is no good, but because somebody coughed on it or breathed. I mean, who would have thought that?
Or they coughed and they're making your salad.
Yeah, right. So now Chipotle has rolled out paid sick leave in order to clean up their business. Two-thirds of American restaurant workers do not have access to paid sick leave, whereas about three-quarters of American workers have some access to paid sick leave. So it's a whole different thing. The stats are different in the restaurant business. And places like Starbucks, they do have paid time off, but that's the rarity. It's not the usual.
You're talking about hourly employees
yes.
as opposed to
yes.
wait staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're all hourly. The wait staff is hourly. They get paid $2-3 an hour in tips. That's what they get. So they show up. They need the money. They're going to show up. So the focus is on where you eat and how you decide what it is you're going to order. I think that's one thing, especially this time of year, to be aware of. But then this is sort of a secondary side to this. But I wonder how many of you actually have sick leave. I don't even begin to think about it because I'm not sick. So it doesn't enter my wheelhouse. But where you are, Rich, you've got 25, 30 employees there.
Yep.
I'm sure that this time of year it's cold, miserable weather. People are run down. They're not eating right, all of that sort of thing, not taking supplements. So do you give your employees sick leave?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many days a year do you give them?
You get 5 days a year sick leave.
You do. In addition to how much vacation time?
It depends on how long they've been here, anywhere from 10 days to 20 days.
How do you police it? How do you know they're really sick?
I don't care. You use your 5 days, and after that, you start using your vacation.
All right. So, oh, really? If you're sick and you're out, I see. So you get two weeks vacation?
At a minimum, 2 weeks, yeah. Up to a month if you've been here after 7 years.
Wow. A month? Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's what I get. I never use it.
No, actually,
I do. I use it every day.
Yeah, a day at a time. Okay, so our poll today at DougStefan.com asks the question about sick leave. How much do you get every year where you work? A, 2 weeks. B, 1 week. C, a couple of days. D, as much as I need as long as I don't abuse it. E, none. I will tell you, I have never, ever thought about this until this moment when it comes to, well, the people that work for me are all working for me in different circumstances. I don't really have any full-time people working for me anyway.
Right, we're all contractors.
Everybody's here at their own pleasure and mine. And sometimes it's not much of a pleasure.
Well, look at Jennifer. Yeah. She's not sick. Roberta's not sick today.
Yep, right. Yep.
You're going to dock them?
Well, I don't know, it just depends on their attitude as much as anything else. I'll look at the bill and go from there.
Speaking of, let's take 1 minute here. There was a SNL skit this past week that kind of dealt with coughing into your hand and the germs that get passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, what's his name, playing Bernie Sanders.
Larry David?
Larry David.
Yeah.
And he walks up and he's at a convention and a bunch of Bernie fans, and one coughs into her hand, mm-hmm, and wants to shake his hand. And it's kind of like he were on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He has the same reaction that Larry David would have.
Oh, I'm your biggest fan. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm feeling the burn.
It's the extent of cancer.
He was
talking.
He was sick last week. He was having a bad cold.
What do you mean you don't think so? Shake my hand.
You coughed into your hand. Don't shake it after a cough.
No, I didn't. Shake my hand.
No, we specifically coughed into your hand. I saw it.
No, I didn't.
Come on, Mr. Sanders. Don't be rude. Shake my wife's hand.
Sorry, I'm not being rude. She's the one who's being rude by offering a German-infested hand.
It's really, really funny.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
You know what's really more funny? Larry David lives across the street from me here in Santa Monica, up on the cliff. He goes back and forth now every week to New York on Thursday because they've got something for him with Bernie Sanders pretty much every week. So he's on SNL. I thought that was kind of interesting. That becomes, he's got a whole new audience.
Well, think about Tina Fey and Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
You know, Will Ferrell and
whole new world there.
And W.
18 after on Good Day.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
About the music of Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Let's get into a few minutes of what? Monster music. Songs that debuted on the charts this week. We start with this week in 1985. This song called Night Shift came on at number 58. Eventually became a number one song. Lionel Richie, the Commodores, and Night Shift, Richie.
They had that big tribute to him on the Grammys the other night. They had some big stars up there singing Lionel Richie songs. And then they pulled him out of the crowd, out of the audience, and he finished up.
What, are they expecting him to die or something? Why do they have a tribute for him?
You know, it was a little good because they did the David Bowie
on your
thing,
way out, yeah.
And then the Glenn Frey thing. But actually, they did Lionel Richie, then Glenn Frey, then David Bowie.
Who's dead or almost dead. Yeah. They didn't have a special tribute to the music of Judge Scalia?
No, they didn't do anything.
They didn't do it.
But, I mean, it was nice. Lionel Richie was nice. He looked good. He sang good. It was fun to watch. But at the end of it, he was like, that's how you do it.
What's the story with his daughter, Nicole? You never hear about her anymore. She used to hang around with that other
kids' family. I think she's more focused on
sushi or something. Okay, so that was the first song we paid attention to, a debut tune. Here's one that debuted in this week, 1986 is the year.
Do you remember this song before you hear it?
No.
You're going to love it.
Yes, I do. Now I do. I just remember it was done by Level 42. I remember the song. Something About You debuted at number 85. This week, 1985, went up to number one. Took 7 weeks to get there. You remember, everybody remembers this song.
Good song.
Yep, that's good.
Every time I found you, baby.
Good dance. Kind of almost a survivor of disco in a way.
It's that Brit pop punk, the Wham sound.
Okay, speaking of what goes on with British influence, next song debuted on this date, 1987, a combo you wouldn't have picked out of the stars, George Michael with Aretha Franklin. That's another really good pop song. I Knew You Were Waiting. Thank you, Richie. Headed to number one. It took 9 weeks to get from the number one. Where's Aretha?
She's been singing all through it.
Right here. something now. She's in the low 80s. Yeah, she lost a lot of weight. She needed it because she had a brush with heart disease and could have taken her out, but she lost about 100 pounds. So that was good. Lady Aretha, Lady Soul, with George Michael. How the two of these guys got together is beyond me, but somebody put them together and the sound sounded great. So let's see, that's the number three song in our list of debut charters. Next song was from this week in 1988, George Harrison. Very good song. Started number 58. Anything these guys touched, obviously, is going to be good. Let's see when it gets into there's a part in here, Richie, that kind of winds it up. Let's see if we can get to it. VIP, says his pal Paul.
How VIP do I need to get when he wasn't let into one of the Grammy
albums? That's funny. All right, so there are four examples of really good pop songs and how they get started and how far they went as a courtesy and a service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Music for Thought, 28 after on Good Day.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokopek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Stephan, along with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen and you, 888-302-3684. Another one of our friends, our newfound friend, Dylan Colkhurst, will join us in a few minutes to help you understand how to get your child to read more. All these book fairs all over the country every year. They are very helpful in helping you with the early years in your child's life. How do you stimulate your child to be more intellectually curious? Very big and important thing, because there's so much attention being given to the electronic crap that's around. What can you do to really, because you're not learning when you're exposed to all this stuff. How do you get a child to read, really, to read more, understand, comprehend, immerse them in those things? And I don't mean to sound like a Jurgelberger, Doug Stephan, great parent, but we were readers and we read to the children, and I think it took a very important place in their life to stimulate them to get to the point where they are right now. In terms of intellectual stimulation, you doing that with your children, Richie, it can be nothing but good.
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you, it's
nothing but good.
My son was kind of a natural reader. He started reading early, and we started with the Dick and Jane books because it was so basic and simple.
Spot Run.
Well, yeah, and it really helped him.
But Juliana is
she's a
bug.
Well, I mean, she wants to, but she's got a disability.
Really?
When she sees a symbol on a page, be it a letter or a number or whatever it is, converting that into and then putting them all together. So,
really?
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Fairfax County picked up on it right away when she was in kindergarten, and she's been in a reading program and getting help ever since then.
She'll be okay. She'll hear a word and understand it. She'll have different things that will train her to understand.
Right. But it's a challenge, and you have to constantly work with it, because otherwise, most kids, you just they just pick it up, and she hasn't yet. So,
as is often the case on the Good Day program, I pride myself with going down streets that other people don't. So when it comes to the death of Justice Scalia, I'm not focused on, maybe we might have a little conversation about conspiratorial issues regarding his death, but I'm more interested in what happens now because he's not there. He was involved in a number of cases that I am following that have to do with agriculture. I am a farmer as well as a broadcaster. The United States government has been attacking the rights of landowners and farmers for several decades, certainly since the Bill Clinton era. And there have been a number of cases, including on environmental issues, that are on top of mind for farmers that have made their way to the Supreme Court. One of them has to do with manure being used as fertilizer, and the EPA wants to classify it as hazardous waste. Do you know what this would do? This would put every single dairy farm in America out of business. I'm not overstating it. Manure is the only natural thing. This is such a con from Monsanto and Dow because they want to sell these heavy-duty chemical fertilizers, and they want to stop people from using what is natural. The manure is natural. And this sort of thing has become a polarizing political reality. And so there's a challenge at the Supreme Court, and there will be more cases like this. And because he was, you know, I suppose a tiebreaker in a sense, depending on the cases. But the government's jurisdiction over wetlands and streams, I told you, one of the things that I do is I'm preparing to go on the road, actually, as a spokesperson for ag issues and try to teach people, as I do in the radio program every week. I have a radio show that's on many of the same stations that carry this program on the weekend called The American Family Farmer, in which I deal with an issue, try to find solutions for it that affect the lives of family farmers, people that are on small ag businesses, the local boar movement, if you will, people that want this kind of food and are sick of the government getting involved. This is just damnable. So Scalia is sitting on some of these pending cases, and one of them has to do with a discussion the EPA had in a hearing before the House Agriculture Committee a week or so ago. The EPA administrator is a lady named Gina McCarthy. And I don't know whether this sounds bad. I hope you won't think it's sexist. When you look at this woman, you look at somebody who obviously is angry. Just her body language. I watched some of the video from this discussion. And anybody who pushes people into the places that she's doing, this woman is so out of control, so annoying. The Government Accountability Office is the reason that there was, and a lot of social media attention as well, the reason the House Ag Committee brought her in, because there are these continuing continuing affronts. And these people are so damn arrogant, Richie. McCarthy was so, she was so arrogant. She stood right up and said no. When the chairman of the committee, David Scott, who's a Democrat from Georgia, said to her, "You're breaking the law. The law, spending taxpayers' money, lobbying to get a bill passed that would give the EPA," they spent $64,000 of government money to get the EPA to have jurisdiction over a puddle in your driveway if you're a farmer. So during the questioning process, the administrator tried to clarify the EPA claim that exemptions from the rule for a waterway ditches ought to not be subject to anything but government approval. That is, she has the right to look at, or one of her minions, they look at a puddle, they come around to the farms, just look for trouble. Instead of fixing things, all they want to do is make trouble, do fines. And so this this hearing went on and on and on. The chairman of this committee said, "The regulatory agenda is the main concern of our committee. EPA is power grabbing. the water rule is unconstitutional, the way that you're trying to get this enacted is unconstitutional. He said, I'll be frank, this rule is not about water. Everybody wants and deserves clean water. This is not about safe drinking water, the reference to Flint, Michigan. This is about rebranding government outreach to make it look like something that it's not. And so they use social media, Richie, to try to change public opinion. That's where the $64,000 went.
Right.
And so and they all said the same thing. Democrats and Republicans alike, you're out of control. This is illegal. Stop it. She said, no, I won't stop it. And basically said, take the EPA to court. So how much money is the American taxpayer paying to have them screw over the American farmer and your food supply because they want to and they can? And so these are the kind of cases that were going before Scalia and the rest of the Supreme Court. And you look at this woman and you think, my God, how do these people get these jobs?
This is what happens when it becomes the few feed the many.
Right.
And
that's what Monsanto is all about.
Right.
We're going to control everything. This woman is so much. There's a. I got to find it. I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to find a list of people who have gotten into government from these various companies, what jobs they have, and how they have. Do I have time to do this? I may not have time to do this because we got to get to
we'll do it tomorrow.
But yeah, remind me to do this tomorrow, will you please? Because this is, oof, what out of control stuff. 42 past the hour, as I promised in a moment, a discussion of reading, getting your children interested in reading, how to best do that. Up next on Good Day.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric SCPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and I have Dylan Kalkhurst with us. worked for Scholastic Magazine for 8 years, director of social and community engagement. The Scholastic Book Fairs have 1 million volunteers, parents that run these 130,000 book fairs around the country, pretty much every elementary school in America. And as we were mentioning, reading aloud early in a child's life, I think, is very helpful. I did it for my children. Richie's done it for his. Dylan, are you a father?
I am.
All right, so how have you
started college?
Okay, so how did you use this process as your children were younger to get them to love reading and love words and love what was in books?
Well, I have one son, and it was more of my wife, very engaged in reading. Story time every night was very important to us, and you know, there was always that for dad, the fun dad. There was always that one book where I'd change the words and get all interactive with him. And he's like, read it again, read it again.
So I did the same thing.
Did a lot of that.
Right. Okay, so as we have so many distractions around, I say to my daughter and to parents everywhere, please don't put your child in front of a screen, whether it's a television screen, a computer screen, till at least they are three, because the neurons in your brain get scrambled like spaghetti. It's bad. It's really bad. So it's a perfect opportunity to get children to get immersed into real books. And isn't that really what these book fairs are all about, even though they're not aimed at three-year-olds?
Yeah, and we do book fairs in the preschools, and we have board books, so we do get books in the hands of kids and parents very early. But you're right, Doug, it's, the getting kids onto a screen early in their life, it really teaches them that, it's just they're so programmed with these screens to fly through content. So reading a book or being read aloud to really helps a child at any age, really focus on, expanding that attention span, which becomes mm-hmm. so important as they get older and trying to focus in school.
Yeah, okay. That's an important thing, Doug, is because as a parent who deals with the challenge every day of the iPad, and the books at night, Dylan, do we have any information on how reading helps them with their attention span versus what destructive things the digital life can do to a kid? Have they done studies on that?
Yeah, we're starting to see, I remember when the iPads were getting really popular a while back. There was the common thought was it doesn't really matter what your child is reading as long as they're reading, whether it's, text messages, anything on the screen as long as they're reading. But what we're finding, because of what I mentioned about the attention span, when they're reading on the screens, it's they're being trained to read sound bites. And then, as we get older, you start seeing, the news programs and all the 24-hour news cycle. Everything seems to be kind of top-line soundbite focused because that seems like that's the way that we're training people as they grow up. And it doesn't seem like they're really wanting to dig deeper because a lot of them may not have that skill set that it takes to read a book from start to finish.
All right, so you're promoting through Scholastic Book Fairs the World Read Aloud Day. When is it, and who's going to participate?
Yeah, World Read Aloud Day. It's a partnership that Scholastic has had with Lit World, which is a worldwide organization that focuses on raising the awareness of the 700+ million kids out there, or people in general, who can't read around the world. And that day is coming up on Thursday, next Thursday, the 24th. So Scholastic will be challenging families, kids, community members from around the world to set a time, set some time aside to sit down and read aloud to a child or read aloud to anyone. So we'll be doing a variety of different events. Obviously, there's about 3,700 of the Scholastic Book Fairs that are taking place that week, next week. So all of those book fairs, the majority of them, will be doing some sort of read aloud activity in the classrooms and all of the schools, reaching millions and millions of kids in the classrooms. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be kicking it off up in Newark with a program we have up there with the city of Newark called My Very Own Library, which is an amazing program where we have 23 schools up there, about 15,000 low-income kids who really don't have any books in the home. And we put book fairs in those schools and allow those 15,000 children to select three books at no charge right off of the book fair. So Pam Allen, the founder of Lit World, will be officially kicking off World Read Aloud Day at one of the schools there. So very excited. It's going to be a fun day.
Website for this?
Go to scholastic.com, and you'll see links to all of the different resources for World Read Aloud Day.
Dylan Colchurst here on Good Day. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us Greg Steben, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The number one trending thing on Twitter is Tom Cruise. Two faces have I. Remember that song, Greg?
No.
You don't remember that song? Oh, come on.
I barely remember Tom Cruise because he looked different.
Really? Well, he
doesn't
does
look like he used to look.
And so that's why there is so much of an outpouring, kind of nasty remarks
on Twitter.
I know, it's amazing.
That's shocking.
That is, yes. What happened to Tom's face?
Wow. What
comments about Tom ranging.
Did he get a pimple?
He looks like a hamster in a tuxedo, according to one guy. Scarier than the bear and the revenant, says another person on Twitter.
You know, we could be talking about ISIS. We could be talking about the Middle East. We could be talking about the presidential election. We're talking about Tom Cruise.
Because it's the number one thing.
Well, that's my point.
So what do you make of Twitter losing value? I think you said here at some point, and so have others, that Facebook had lost its momentum, even though it has, 1.6 billion users around the planet, and they're all worth a buck a piece to...
A buck? Oh, much more than that.
More than that. So then Twitter loses its starch because it has been losing, what, 20, 30,000 people a month. And people are going to Instagram, into Tumblr and other places. But I seem to, at least for the crowd that follows me, we find Twitter to be more used than anything else. So what's the story? Is this an age thing?
You know, what's really interesting about Twitter is that it is, I would say it is the most talked about piece of technology in the history of man.
Twitter.
I mean, every story, well, you don't talk about Twitter, but what we talk about is courtesy
comes,
of Twitter.
Right, exactly. From Twitter.
It is the mechanism by which we know what's important. Like Tom Cruise's face is way more important than whether Apple should create some special software that would throw tens of millions of iPhone users at risk. Tom Cruise's pimple is, it's way more important than that.
Right.
And the and this is the challenge that Twitter faces, is the number of people that quote-unquote use Twitter, which is to engage in it in the conversation like we're having right now, and I haven't even been to my Twitter page today,
Lots of stuff on my Twitter page about the Zika virus, Kanye West, and Tom Cruise. That's where it is.
But my point is, what Twitter has not learned how to do is to wrap up all the conversation about Twitter and make it valuable as well as the actual interactions on Twitter.
To monetize it.
But first they have to make it a cohesive thing. Yeah. And they do. Look, that sounds crass and commercial, but if they don't monetize it, they don't live.
What good is it to the stockholders?
Exactly. Well, and right. I mean, and it's expensive to make and continue to do the R&D of a Twitter. I mean, it costs millions, I would guess, even billions of dollars. Yeah. And if it doesn't make money, who's going to keep pouring that money into it?
Good question. All right, next question has to do with whether or not Apple ought to allow the shooter in San Bernardino's iPhone to be opened. The judge says, yeah, you better do it. The FBI wanted to hack into, what's the guy's name, Farouk?
Yeah, I'm not the best at
Syed Farouk.
I'm going to avoid that. Yeah,
kill those 14 people in December. Now the ruling is that Apple has to be required to provide reasonable technical assistance. What the heck does that mean to the FBI?
So this is a really interesting case, and I'm actually on the Apple website, and there is a letter right that you can click to right on the homepage from the CEO Tim Cook about this. Mm-hmm. And I think this is not about Apple. This is about our present day and future lives in a digital world.
All right, who has access to your information?
And who? What are legal rights? What are legal precedences? And then what Apple is saying, and it's important to understand this. And I'm not saying it's true or not. I don't know if it's true or not. But what Apple is saying is, you're asking us A, to do something we cannot do. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also asking us to do something
which is not true.
It may be true. It may be true because we're talking about encryption here.
Yeah.
And they don't hold the data, so the government is asking them to find a way to get to it on the phone, which may destroy the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a question of, if they make what's called a backdoor into one iPhone, what happens to that code?
Oh,
what if it falls into the wrong hands? Seriously.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, the phone actually belongs to the county of San Bernardino, where he worked. It wasn't his personal phone. It was the phone of his at his workplace. So, all right, that was a great report, Greg. Thank you. Greg Stebbins here on Good Day.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of